What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hey, it's K-Rock. Guess what? I didn't take a train today.
Good morning.
Be the Klein Alley Show.
Game's the game.
Let's get the show started. The show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to your prequel and good morning. We are Klein Alley Show on K-Rock. And if you need us, phones, text line, all open right now. 800-520-1067. Use those numbers sparingly, but also use them wisely so you can get yourself tickets to a couple of things. Private Show, Cage the Elephant. Happening. We'll get you on the standby list to see them again on the East Coast with Oasis. That'll be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you. Also, just announced yesterday, we earned it. We are apparently physically fit, not mentally fit as a show, but we are physically fit, at least according to a couple of rules that we took a lot of liberties with. And as a result, we're going to have an endless summer barbecue with Royal Otis. Got some other fun surprises in store for you as well. And the only way to get in is to win your way in a week from tomorrow. We will be how many tickets do we have to give away during the show today, Vanessa? I mean, it's our party now. We can give them all away.
Two. It's a small space. Two per day. And then next week, it'll be a blowout.
That seems like that's not...
That's not our rules. That's their rules.
That's supposed to be our rules. We want to give them all out
today.
Well, because it seems like if we've got 200 people that we can squeeze into this barbecue, we should be able to give them out.
It's another reason that I can't say on air.
What's the reason you can't say on air?
Can I say it?
It's because we're inviting Moist Joyce. She's going to take up half the venue.
Oh, Moist Joyce is going to be there?
That's true. Oh, Vanessa.
Moist Joyce is not going to take up half the venue. Is this a chicken thing, Vanessa?
I like Moist Joyce.
All I know is...
It's because there's not going to be enough chicken for everybody.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Vanessa wants to... All right, if you want to go, but you won't eat Vanessa's chicken, we can get you in. But
Max
regardless...
Max 25 people.
Listen, we're going to be giving away a lot of spots for this. It's going to be more
Don't
than two.
Trust me.
It's going to be more than two. Anyway, we'll get you in today.
Did you get a little bit upset yesterday when our boss walked in and we were like, yeah, you know, we did the presidential fitness test. We're doing the party. And he goes, yeah, well... You guys pussied out.
Yeah, he said we pussied out.
I mean, we did.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, but, okay, dude, do you think he could run a mile in that amount of time? He was grilling us and saying we didn't really... I mean, he said, I'll give it to you. You completed it, but you kind of took the easy route. And we're like, none of us can run a mile in that time except maybe Johnny. And we didn't want to really, truly puss out. and have him do every single challenge.
He actually said my pull-ups were impressive, though.
Yeah, he was impressed by the pull-ups. He said pretty much everything else we did was weak sauce, and that the running the mile, the way we split it up, which was a loophole, we kind of found a gray area, and he said that was yeah, it was pussy.
Yeah, he's said like, it was pussy. Whose idea was it to do a relay? He's all,
because you know why, Allie? They're very interesting around here. It's like they want us to do well, and they like when we, you know, get listeners to tune into K-Rock, and they're hearing good things about people that are back and enjoying the show. And then whenever we go to them, which is very rarely, but we say, hey, you guys, can you help us with this to make the show better? And really, that's happened twice. One time was, can they come in here and get on the lie detector test, which they every boss said no to. And then there's a few other times. They shut down the one-armed Gary walking to Vegas bit. I mean, it's
shut down the naked show.
They wouldn't let us do the fully naked show during a heat wave.
Shut down Honk for Meat.
Honk for Meat is the latest. Did you hear that, Omar? Honk
what?
For Meat?
Yeah. No Honk for Meat.
Yeah, we've come up with a solution.
Why?
Apparently, the boss claims that when Kevin and Bean tried to do it years ago, he hated the... And I don't even know if this is for legal reasons.
He said just hates the bit.
He hates the bit Honk for Meat. And then he also said that, it's once again, these guys are a bunch... Talk about pussies. We're not pussies for splitting up the mile. You're pussies, legal department, because they're afraid that if anyone accidentally bumps into someone while they're waiting at a red light getting honked at for meat, or waiting at a green light, somehow we're now,
that could potentially happen anytime in a Caller 20 situation.
Could happen anytime. You know what I mean? We're doing Freeway Feud later today. Right. That could happen there as well.
I say we do it anyway.
There's not one thing we do that is safe on the show. I mean, safe by the standards.
You hear that, lawyers?
They want us to do everything safe, but safe is boring. And you can find that on every other station right now. Oh, you want to hear Seacrest talking about who Olivia Rodrigo is dating? That's pretty safe. Go listen to that.
I do want to hear that.
Want to hear Hillbilly News somewhere? Go listen to that. Safe.
Where's that at?
Everywhere you go.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm there.
Old man Greybeard.
Take me with you.
There's a lot of safety. We like to play in the world of unpredictability around here, and the lawyers do not like it at all.
We choose the pull-out method.
That's right. And I got two kids using the pull-out method.
Doesn't work.
Sometimes it does backfire. Come to think of it, the lawyers were right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
K-Rock, it's Thursday. We're Klein Alley Show. Keep listening and be ready to win all sorts of stuff from us this morning. And the return of Joyce, Moist Joyce, because it was another heat wave. So Jake went out to find his deputy to do some random pit stops to make sure that everyone walking the streets of Southern California had the proper amount of deodorant on to handle these high temperatures. And we'll get to that later, but here's a tease, Alley.
Oh, my God. Instead of my pits, I have a buzz haircut in the back, and my hair is sweaty.
So she does not just sweat from her pits. According to Jake, she is a human waterfall, sweating from all parts of her body, which is just one more thing she has in common with Jake. He went out there with a bunch of tiny towels to find anyone who was sweating too much and give them a Klein Alley Show tiny towel to do our part to make Southern California a less gross place to live.
Moist Joyce is a heat wave personified.
I don't want to brag about something that I've been fighting for a while, and you know there's very few causes that I get super behind. But I am happy to report something right now. And I will take some of the credit. You guys are going to say that I get no credit, so I just want to say this very clearly. Who hates reading more than me?
Nobody.
Study has reported, as of the last 24 hours, that reading for fun has declined 40% among Americans. We are not readers anymore.
And you're taking credit for this how?
I am a trendsetter.
Yeah, why is this a positive thing?
I am trying.
We are more illiterate than ever, thanks to me.
I think people have agreed that reading, although important to be able to read certain things like a stop sign and, you know, items on a menu, as far as something to do for fun.
Those are your definitions of important reading, are uh-huh. Stop signs and menus?
Yeah. The word stop and pizza.
Yeah, those are important. And then every once in a while you want to order something on the menu, but it comes with some crappy side dish. You want to be able to swap that out, switch it out. But those are the... Can you think of a better reason to read?
I mean, I think that reading is proven to have incredible benefits.
Uh-huh, both Miss Audiobook.
Yeah, I actually just finished an audiobook, and I finished that stupid summer reading book last night.
But this is my point and why the world is so screwed up, is because we come on the air and we report the news a few days ago that women find the sexiest hobby that a man can do is read, and then the actual stats show that 40% less people are reading for fun. Reading is now, I will read if I have to read, like I need to read this instructional manual so I know what to do if the plane goes down. But I'm not going to read a book by choice.
These people are the people that haven't even tried, though. I mean, like you get to learn things that you would normally not know. Like, I'm a huge guy who reads a lot of autobiographies. Like, the Dave Grohl thing.
That's not fun.
There's a ton. How is that not fun? It was so entertaining.
You're reading for knowledge. That's different. Omar, are you reading a fan fiction?
That's a fun
book for him, though.
Yeah, I tried to read whatever bogus book Tom Hanks wrote. It was terrible, but I finished it.
So
that was a waste of your time.
It was a waste of my time, for sure.
Yeah,
but I still got through it, and it was an experience. I wanted to see what Tom Hanks could write.
It turns out he couldn't, but at least it wasn't great. Now he knows.
I want you guys to know something. After I saw this information, I did find my English teacher from 8th grade. And this was the English teacher that said that they feared for my future because of how much I had an aversion to learning and reading. They're still alive, and I will be calling them to give them the news that I was right and they were wrong about reading.
Why are you doing that? That's...
Well,
yeah, he was right to be worried
so
about your future. Look at
you,
man.
Do to him.
And what were you right about?
A nice old teacher?
Well, they're old
You're
now.
You're just going to tell him that, ha-ha, I told you so?
About what?
That's so mean.
I found the article that was... I found the comments that were written to my parents years ago, and it said, he doesn't do his reading, he doesn't like reading, we're not sure he can read, one of those things.
And so what was he wrong about?
He was, Jake, I'll tell you what he was wrong about. He was wrong about the fact that reading was the future. Because I got stats in 2025 that say reading ain't it.
Yeah, but that's one article.
It's one article.
I would assume you did not fully read.
Your teacher said reading is the future.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And this article.
I'm sure a lot of those people that aren't reading aren't very successful, by the way.
Reading for pleasure has decreased by 40% over the past 20 years.
Did they say
I
why?
I understand. We don't have a problem understanding what's happening, dude. Like, you know, we get it, what you're saying. You don't have to read the stat over and over.
Analyzing
Are you
data
proud of yourself,
for over 230,000 Americans aged 15 and older between the years 20.
Okay, that's a very small study.
All right, whatever. Only 2% of adults actually enjoy reading. However,
you're making this up now.
Well, that part I added. However, those who did spend an average of 90 minutes a day. Who's got 90 minutes a day to read?
I'll tell you who. My sister reads for at least 90 minutes, if not more, every single day.
Wow.
She gets through a book a week.
She's into the Harry Potters and all that, right?
Oh, yeah. Fantasy weirdness. Mm-hmm. Loves all
but
of it.
But she doesn't have a job. She's jobless.
I know, but she's always been a person who reads multiple hours a day. Well, she just loves
it. Even with a job?
Yeah.
So, like, if she goes in to take a dump, she's bringing a book, not her phone?
I don't think women really bring books or anything to take a dump.
What?
No.
Yeah, Allie brings food.
I do.
That's right.
That's how I pass.
Allie's making a meatloaf. She's got to go in
out
there.
Out with the old, in with the new.
So I just want everyone to know that it's a big day for the non-reading
I'm
community.
I'm going to call my teacher, actually.
Yeah. you call your lunch lady immediately. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Allie Show, and perhaps you're a new listener wondering what the hell's going on. That's okay. Every morning around this time, Allie puts her money where her mouth is, five questions about the news. She'll be delivering that a little bit later this hour with the ADD news. So load up on your Adderall and or Ritalin so you're ready for that. In the meantime, if you know more about what's going on in the world than she does, and you can prove it, she will give you $100 of her money. She hates parting with her money. She's very cheap. She's known as El Cheapo, but she especially hates giving her money to you on a Thrifty Thursday. So for you to take her money today would be extra sweet for you and extra painful for her.
Especially on a Thrifty Thursday. And I'd like to think that the money that I save dollar by dollar does add up. Even if it's just little bits of interest here and there, that $100 is something that I worked hard for.
To date, she's paid over thousands of dollars to people just like you who had the balls to call in and battle her on her turf as she leaves the K-Rock studios. Let's say hi to Alex in Santa Monica, California. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, this is Alex.
Good to meet you. Allie's about to leave the K-Rock studio, sequester herself in the halls, and maybe enjoy some chicken with Vanessa. As that happens, I will give you five questions about stories going on in the world. No cheating. Answer them quickly, confidently, and accurately. We'll score it together at the end, and here we go.
Allie knows the news.
Question number one. Parole hearings begin today for these siblings that have been all over the news. Hint, it's not Oasis. Which siblings have parole hearings today?
And then?
Say it again.
Menendez brothers.
Man, your phone sucks. One more time. Give it a shot.
The Menendez brothers.
There we go. Coming in clear. Here we go. Question two. This car rental giant has just started selling their old cars through Amazon.
Hertz.
Question number three. The cost of this video game console is apparently going up on all models. So get it while you can, because prices are about to get a lot higher. Which video game console has announced prices going up?
I would assume PlayStation.
Question number four. A man has been bitten by this animal while attempting to take a selfie. Video's gone kind of viral. What was the man bitten by attempting to get one of those highly coveted selfies?
Ooh, I hope it's an alligator. Those people always deserve it so much.
They really do. I agree with that statement. That should be a half a point regardless. And finally, hold on, Allie. Don't come in, Allie. Someone hold her out there. She's starting to come in. We got one more question.
Sure, chicken.
Question five. A brawl has broken out on a Carnival cruise ship. Over what reason? This was the reason that started the fight that led to the brawl. What was the reason?
Ate the last something at the buffet.
Ate the last something at the buffet. That's a great guess on a cruise ship. Those people demand their buffet food. All right, send Allie in. We'll score together. This is just some of what's happening in the world. I know there's other stories. There's politics. There's international affairs. There's stuff with the economy. But we can't waste our time with that. We got to cover the big stories here. The boy stories.
Boy news.
Allie, question one. You're battling Alex in Santa Monica.
Is it all boy news?
It's not all boy news. We go all over the place. Parole hearings begin today for these siblings that have been all over the news. Hint, it's not Oasis.
It's the Menendez brothers.
All right, you got that as well. Easy question out of the gate.
Today and tomorrow.
One after one. And please, someone around here, find that audio so we can re-listen to what bet we have. Because Allie and I do have a bet about what will happen with these hearings. And if they get freed, then I have to live in my car. And if they do not get free, then she has to live in her car. So someone find out exactly what the bet was. Question.
How are we going to do Jake's car?
Oh, that's right. Even worse, we have to live in Jake's car. Ugh.
That's actually better.
I do think it's better.
Question two. Speaking of cars, this car rental giant has just started selling their cars through Amazon.
Yeah, Hertz.
He said Hertz as well. That is the correct answer. And everyone knows they treat their rental cars great. So
everyone definitely upholds the responsibility.
Sure.
My mom rents a car, and she moves all those no smoking signs out of the way and immediately lights it up. Windows up.
If I've paid for the insurance, I will purposely drive over the spike strips leaving the airport the wrong way just because that's not my problem.
I didn't ding it. Hold on. Let me ding it before I bring it back.
I'm going to go back and kick my car quickly and get my money's worth. Go to question three, and it's tied up 2-2. Love this. Tight round of Allie Knows the News. Question number three. Cost of this video game console is going up. All models, they'll be raising prices, so get them if you can still get them because it's going to cost you more to get what video game console?
The Switch?
Oh. Ooh. That is wrong. He said PlayStations, and he is correct. Uh-huh. PlayStation 5, all models, prices going up. He gets the point. Alex, you've now moved into the lead with only two questions left. You're up by one. Here we go. Question number four. A man was bitten by what while attempting to take a selfie? Video's gone kind of viral, him talking about the situation, but what animal did bite the man as he was attempting to get a picture with it?
A lemon shark.
All right. He said alligator. Those people deserve it. The correct answer is a shark. Guy was thinking it was going to be a great picture, and it would have been, but the shark didn't want any part of that.
Well, yeah, he was holding the shark's mouth open, and then all the shark had to do was turn to the right.
So he also deserved it, by the way. Allie has tied it up now, and we have one question left. Wow, so exciting. A brawl broke out on a Carnival cruise ship. What was the thing that set off the brawl?
Come on, Vanessa. You want to say it with me? Chicken. Chicken tenders, baby.
That is correct. Chicken tenders. Now, I got to check with Judge Omar here because Alex did say the brawl started when someone at the buffet didn't get the food they were waiting for. And I know that chicken tenders were the cause of the brawl. But I assume, was it that they ran out of chicken tenders or someone took too many chicken tenders? Because if that's the case...
Was it a buffet?
Then I... Well, it's a good
point.
We
don't even know.
It's the only buffet. I think the only way you can eat on a cruise ship is buffet. Listen, regardless, either Alex, you lose by one or you tie. Either way, ties go to the house. We cannot give you $100 of Allie's money, but we can give you a very limited edition Klein Allie Show tiny towel. It's the official towel of summer 2025. And we can give you that, but you must shamefully admit something. So go ahead.
I'm Alex, and I do not know the news.
Well, you kind of did. I mean, you shouldn't take full blame on
that.
Yeah,
it sounds like you did pretty well.
You did
Don't
okay.
beat yourself up, man.
Enjoy that tiny towel. It's almost, some would argue worth more than $100, so there you go. You still leave a winner. Carnival cruises are just the Waffle Houses of the sea, according to 562.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, I would take more cruises if they branded themselves the Waffle Houses of the sea. I like the sound of that. Lots to get into as the show continues next on K-Rock. Klein Allie Show. Why are we here? Good question. Every once in a while, we like to connect listeners with each other. We've done the Klein Allie Show job fair where we found people that needed work and other listeners that had, you know, jobs. They needed someone either contracting work or they needed someone to help move bounce houses from party to party.
Oh, yeah.
We've done this before. We try to save society every week with some don't be a dick stuff. I believe that we have now discovered a medical procedure that will very much help one of our, at least one of our listeners, potentially a few of our listeners, actually.
A listener that has helped us on more than one occasion.
A listener that Omar is convinced is a multi-millionaire.
He sent us more stuff this week.
More things. And I would ask this man to please save some of his own money for himself.
I need a new DJ console, man.
Hey, Blind Charlie, he's officially become the blind sugar daddy of the show.
Yeah.
Used to weigh 350 pounds. All he did was eat Taco Bell, drink Mountain Dew, play video games, and his body finally caught up with him. He got the diabetes. He lost his vision. Mm-hmm. And we pretty much caught everyone up to speed to this point. Right, Charlie?
Yeah, you covered it.
Charlie, what was your game of choice when you were a gamer?
No, he's a cow now, dude. You forgot that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I forgot. Thank you, Omar. Jesus. Yes. Now, his most recent medical procedure, he had cow parts put inside of his body so that he...
Was that accurate? It's like
that
cow
is right.
parts.
Yeah, he did. Cow blood vessels.
Yeah.
Well, they're cow parts.
Charlie,
I guess you're right.
Charlie, I'm sorry, Charlie, am I misspeaking here or...
Oh, no, you're 100% right, yeah.
What did they
I'm
put?
I'm hooked up using it right now.
Oh, you on dialysis right now?
Yeah.
Oh, and they're giving you more cow blood? Oh, he's
cow
trying.
Cow parts that
he's
they put into me.
What'd you say? So, yeah, so now Charlie, I guess when he urinates, milk comes out. It's
cool.
A whole thing.
But moneymaker.
But listen to this. I don't know if you've heard about this, Charlie, because our goal in life is to get you your vision back, and we think that we don't have the ability or the smarts on this show to do it.
Well, and also every video that's like, guy sees blah, blah for the first time.
Oh, viral.
Oh, my gosh, viral. And they're crying, and oh, my gosh, I can see my wife and the sky and all that stuff.
Look, imagine a video. Charlie gets to see the morning show that he's been forced to listen to for the first time.
And stops listening.
Yeah, and then immediately says, what the hell was I doing? Listen to this. I don't know if you're aware of this yet, but if you're not, you should be.
There's that saying, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But what about when a tooth becomes an eye? Yes, a remarkable and rare procedure helping a blind man see again through his tooth.
Charlie, what are your thoughts?
Wow, that sounds amazing. Where do I sign up?
Cow blood and eye teeth?
Oh, man.
I mean...
You'd be one of one.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Canadian man became the first person in that country to undergo a special surgery in which doctors use the patient's own tooth to help restore their sight.
Yes, seeing the skyline.
After going blind, nearly 20.
What a waste of time. I never heard of porn. Skyline? What a waste of
I think that's what he means by skyline.
Oh, is that what he means? Yeah. Oh, she must be an OnlyFans model. There she is, Skyline. Nice to see you.
Skyline
After going
more.
Blind nearly 21 years ago, this is the moment Brent Chapman could see again. And he did so through his tooth.
Looks really healthy. Looks great.
Chapman is one of three people who've undergone tooth-in-eye surgery in Vancouver, Canada.
Very on the nose, this surgery.
Yeah, they didn't come up with a good name for it. But regardless.
Tooth-in-eye.
Charlie, so if we can make this happen
you. Would
for
have you, your tooth inside of your eye and it would help you see, man.
Would you be opposed to doing this tooth-eye surgery situation?
I would sign up front and center. I'm good to go. Let's
right,
go.
Let's make it happen.
Let's pull the plug. Let's do it.
If we need to raise some money, we're going to have to borrow some money from you.
Okay.
And you're going to have to raise even more because I have an Amazon wish list for myself that I've put together. Yeah, so once you get through that, you can start saving for the tooth thing.
Once you get through Omar's DJ console and Ali's Amazon wish list, you need to then fund this operation.
Oh, and Vanessa's chicken.
Vanessa's got
getting very healthy.
Johnny tells me you guys got the Yeti cups.
That was very nice of you.
We did. Thank you.
Allie's already puked in three of them. But, Charlie, the serious question here is, if we are able to, you know, behind the scenes, contact the doctors and get you on this wait list, it's still kind of experimental. There's not a lot of people walking around with tooth eyes. But what better season than into Halloween season to test it out? Because everyone just think you're killing the costume game. If you could start seeing again with a tooth eye...
And we could get you like a grill, like a gold tooth or something.
I think that would block his vision, Allie. Because I think the way it works is, what do? They put the tooth where the eye would go, or they put an eye where the tooth would go?
Oh, I think we have to listen to one more minute of audio to find out.
And that somehow fixes it.
They put the eye in the tooth.
Yeah, isn't that what you just said about 30 seconds ago?
I don't know.
The eye and the tooth procedure?
He doesn't know how to read.
I can't read, so
I'm not sure. It's tooth in eye surgery.
Turtle.
Thank you, Charlie, for mocking me.
And you can't say anything back, can you?
I can't. So many thoughts I have.
I feel fantastic. Vision comes back. It's a whole new world.
All three patients can now see to different degrees.
To watch them come back into the world, this is it's an incredibly rewarding a feeling.
The two-part surgery, developed in the 1960s, is a last resort for people with severe corneal blindness. It involves removing a patient's tooth, inserting a plastic lens into it, and then stitching the whole thing into the patient's eye socket.
Whoa! Dude, Charlie. That sounds badass!
Charlie, are you ready for
it
this?
It does. I am.
They put a tooth, put a lens in it, and then stick it in your eye socket.
Wow.
So will you do this?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Don't just yes us.
But if it came in the 60s, why have I not heard about it? I mean,
it must be pretty experimental for it to be done in the 60s. It's only been done a few times.
Do you suffer from the kind of blindness they said, cornea blindness, or is there a different type?
Unfortunately, I do not believe that is my reason for blindness.
All right, well, we can just write that on the form, you know.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why we still don't put a tooth where your eye is.
Blind is blind.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well said, Allie. Blind is blind. So, all right, Charlie, so you're open to this concept. If we can figure out a way to get you involved, to cut the line.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes,
okay.
Yes, please.
There it is, blind Charlie.
I think you still really need a kidney, but I think you'd rather you have the eye first, right?
Yeah. Cool. Makes everything worthwhile.
Blind Charlie. Hey, we'll see you at our, hopefully you plan on coming to our barbecue, Endless Summer Barbecue, a week from Friday.
I can't say see ya.
Hopefully that you will
be present.
Be in attendance.
I'll be there with a bell on.
Yay.
Okay. Oh, he's got that cowbell.
He
That's
does
right.
have his cowbell
I
now.
Do.
All right, Charlie, love talking to you, buddy.
We love you.
You betcha. Love you guys, too.
Right, new DJ console.
What was that?
He's trying to work in what he needs.
Oh, the new DJ console.
Relax. He's that,
let's, Spider-Man 340.
Come on, everyone just calm down. Relax. This is getting pathetic.
Hold your wardrobe.
This is getting, this is getting pathetic, guys. He's our friend, Charlie. We're going to get his eyes back.
Okay.
All right, we'll get a quick break. We'll be right back when we return the news. Then we start giving you stuff.
Nikes.
The show will continue after this.
Chicken.
Vanessa, okay, we got it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Let's get into some ADD news this morning on K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Then a brand new hour can officially begin. We got lots of tickets to give you this morning, including very soon we get you into our just-announced Endless Summer Barbecue a week from tomorrow happening with all of us, all of you. Royal Otis will be there, barbecue, and some surprises that we can't even get into, but it's going to be a great time and a great hang as we continue to let summer roll on right into September. We will do that and get you in coming up shortly. Then, in exactly an hour, get you on the standby list to go fly to New York, see Oasis and Cage the Elephant, plus give you access to the private K-Rock show happening at the El Rey with Cage the Elephant. But first, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Rule number one around sharks is don't be a dumbass. There's a reason sharks have been around for millions and millions of years. They've been around longer than trees. They are vicious survivors. And if you see one, you probably shouldn't try and tease it, take a selfie with it, or try to get a fun shark video, because this will happen.
We're out shark fishing on the beach here, and one of the guys I'm with got bit in the leg.
This actually happened to a fisherman. They had hooked a lemon shark, and they wanted to hold its mouth open, get that picture before releasing it, and then the shark managed to get loose and bite the crab out of the guy's leg before swimming away.
Sean Muse and his friends hooked a 6-foot lemon shark, but when he stopped to snap a picture...
We were taking the hook, and we just finished taking the hook out of his mouth. We were going to go release him, and the shark just turned and bit me.
Muse was airlifted here to Gulf Coast Medical Center in Lee County.
Being airlifted must be so cool, but so humiliating. You know, it's like getting carted down the hill in the snowmobile when you're at a ski resort, but...
Start doing the math on how much that's going to cost you, because you know how much an ambulance ride costs. You're going, I'm getting a private chopper ride right to the roof of the hospital.
Yeah, and I've been in an ambulance hurt and gone, God, I wish that I could get to the hospital any other way.
That's got to be the
because
one...
Because this is expensive.
The one benefit of, I guess, dying when you're being airlifted in an emergency is you'll never see that bill. That's the one, like,
yeah,
sweet
but don't
relief.
They send it anyway?
Yes, someone else will get it, but it won't be your issue, because I think when you land...
Your family's
when they,
issue.
Like, tell you when the airplane's landing, you're going to be okay. Don't worry about it. Then
you're like, no!
You're like, I'm going to be stuck with such an expensive bill. This
he
is
says
terrible.
He's lucky to still have his leg.
I'm one of the fortunate ones, and I'm a shark bite victim. A lot of good stories now.
So now he's happy because he's got a good shark bite story.
Hey, he's got shark bite. I got sausage toe. We're all survivors.
No, you have a shark bite story.
I was also bitten on my finger by a shark. On my honeymoon, but my wife doesn't like when I bring it up, and I think that was all
very traumatic.
You cut it on a coral.
It was a Jay Omar. You weren't there. You don't know. And by the way, I did find footage. I do have a souvenir footage. DVD of my dive, and you can see me touch the shark, and then you can.
Is
see
there like one of those clouds of blood in the water?
Cool.
Not,
yeah. Not I love that
much. Not that much blood.
No?
But
can you see any blood?
When I go on the boat and the guy gets out the first aid kit, you can see, and he squeezes my finger. Some blood comes to the tip of it.
Like a paper cut.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, it was a lemon shark. Same exact type of shark, Allie.
Was it, do you think, as big as this one? You've seen this video,
bigger.
Right?
Mine was bigger.
Bigger than 6 feet? No way.
I think I have video. I will remind
you. I want to see the video.
I think it's in that, Johnny, you've got that giant Tupperware full of all my old radio air checks. I think that DVD
is... It's not in the closet anymore because Vanessa made us clean it out, remember?
She
hitting him?
She had chicken stored.
You shut your mouth!
Taking care of that a long time ago.
Right, because you wanted the more room for the chickens. You threw out all the stuff we needed. I get it, but that we need that DVD's here at work somewhere. We got to find it. I'll find it.
I'll try to track it down.
I do want to see it because you, I'm sure, were very vocal about how much that hurt and how much that bothered you. Almost as vocal as you were about skinning your knee yesterday.
Oh, shut up. This was a shark. I survived a shark attack, so
he was
whatever.
Like, I think there's blood. All right, today's the day. Speaking of blood, it's a big day for the Menendez brothers. Their parole hearing is here. Today is Eric's turn. Tomorrow will be Lyle. Yesterday, coincidentally, was the 36th anniversary of the murders of their parents. And the parole board is going to hear what they have to say, review their statements. They have 120 days to review any decision. It doesn't mean it will take that long, but that's how long they have. And then after that, they would submit their, whether they deny or approve parole, they would send that decision over to Newsom. And then Newsom has the ability to say, hey, I agree, let them out. Even if the board does not approve and they deny parole, Newsom can still overturn it and set them free. And he said that he will weigh all the options. He will carefully make this decision. Said he has purposely not watched that show Monsters because he doesn't want to be influenced by the decision. But he has indicated a little bit of sympathy for the brothers. So
well, I stand
it's looking
by,
good in my department.
Stand by my original statement, which I made on these airwaves many months ago, and I have the audio to prove it. This is when Allie was talking about the Menendez brothers getting out before June.
All right, getting out of prison must be an incredible feeling. Today, we'll know more about whether or not the Menendez brothers will ever experience that feeling.
Spoiler alert, no, they won't. So
well,
stop it.
You know what?
What a stupid... Every day there's the goddamn Menendez. Is today the day they get out story? And the answer is always no.
No.
Now, this was months ago. And this was when you thought they were going to get out like that week. And I stood by the fact that they will not get out. And this is just a giant distraction from whatever else we need to be focused on.
Because this was the hearing where if they had been completely resentenced, they could have... Just said, hey, time served. You guys are good.
You guys are good. And
instead,
I said,
they said, you get life in prison still, but you're eligible for parole. And then now here we
are. Another 30 seconds of audio here that proves what an idiot you are. And then we get into the actual bet we made. Oh, listen, they will not.
Your official prediction.
Not since I said the Pope will not be American have I been so confident about anything I've said over the
airwaves. Well, I trust
you. And that is what is going to happen, and they will not be released. You want some money on this? You want to put some action on it?
Yeah, I think they'll get out.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I think it'll take a long... I'm not saying it'll happen this week, but I think they will eventually get out.
So let's put a window on it. 5 years? 3 years?
I'll bet you five more panty haul videos.
No, I don't want any more of your panty haul videos. I speak for the public on this one.
Okay. Bet your other nipple.
I'm not piercing another nipple. I'm not...
A face tattoo.
I want to do how about a financial bet like humans do with each other for actual money?
I don't want to bet money. I'd rather just bet parts of my body.
Forget it.
So that was how the bet first got initiated. We didn't really come to these stakes. But then a few weeks later.
It was next day.
Yeah, take a listen. Now we broke down.
A few weeks later, it was the next
day. Whatever, Jake. It doesn't matter. Here is we finally hammered down the official bet, and this was it. This is audio that I'm going to play you now from at least a few months ago now. So this is the bet. If you want to go lunch for a year instead of loser lives in their car for a week?
Yeesh,
your choice.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's rough.
Because we were deciding if I'm right and they stay in prison, you get to live in your car for 1 week. And then you started saying you didn't want to live in your car for a week. So you changed it to you would buy us all lunch for a year.
But that's financial. I don't think I would have agreed to that.
Well, listen.
Can I give you an answer by the end of the show?
Kind of the irony, Allie, would be that if the Menendez brothers get out or don't get out, that one of us has to face real incarceration, literal incarceration in our car.
Oh, funny.
For 1 week. It's a hilarious pun.
I would love it if we actually had to get arrested and then go to prison. So that would be way higher stakes.
Loser has to do something to go to prison.
Yeah.
I will take that bet with you. So that the bet we left off on was...
So we are doing prison.
It's prison now. We've gone from car to lunch. Well, money, which is all I wanted, was like $100. And now you've really elevated this to a huge bet now. Because if you lose and they do not get out, you have to do something that gets you locked up. Have to. I will do it.
I can't go to prison.
Why not?
Because we have responsibilities.
Jake used to work at a bail bonds place. He knows how to get you out.
Yeah.
Pretty much have Sweet James on retainer.
Yeah, Sweet James will take care of us, I'm sure. Yeah.
So we'll just call him to bail us out?
Sure.
Okay, but if neither of us is right, then we have to do it together.
One of us will be right. If I say they're not going to get out in June and you say they are, and June was the month that we had declared, so we're already in the end of August almost. We talked about June, Allie. You thought they'd be out by the end of June.
Because that's when the original parole hearing was, and then it was moved to August.
Can I ask you a question? Are they out or are they still incarcerated?
Kevin, no. We're not doing it based on the
We're not doing it based on the parameters of the bet?
No, because you said in the first one, you were saying years. You were saying within 5 years or within 3 years. And I also said, I'm not saying they're getting out this week, but I do think they're going to get out. That's the bet. The bet is not June, this little loophole that you're trying to create.
Loophole?
No, because it was postponed. The hearing was postponed. The only reason we were talking about June is because that's when the parole hearing was.
Allie, if I have a bet on the Cowboys to win a game and they don't win the game on Sunday,
because
but then they win
the
a game,
game
3 years later, do I go, oh,
no,
well, they won the
because
game.
Because it's the same game. If they postpone that game, then yes, you would move it.
But that's my point with this Menendez. They're just going to keep on postponing.
That's
postponing.
Why I said I don't think they're getting out this week because, yes, they are kicking the can down the road. You're the
Which
one who put years
confident
on
about.
It.
All right, well, listen. This is
You
the
said they're never getting out. That's what you said. You said they are never getting out.
And I said put a window on it. The window you said was June.
No, that's not the window I said. You said 3 to 5 years.
Then one of us will be right and one of us will be wrong. And we'll know in a few weeks. It's great.
And if I'm wrong, then I have to put myself in prison.
You said it. Those are your words, not mine.
What are you trying to say? That you've won already? Is that what you're trying? Is that the argument you're trying to make?
Because
you're
wrong. Who else heard June?
Nobody.
I heard June.
Vanessa heard June.
You also heard 3 to 5 years, which is what...
But there was also unforeseen circumstances. One of those D-bags got sick, he was in hospital and all that.
Yeah, let's make the bet right now.
Oh, my God. You're just going to keep on moving the goalposts.
Until the hearing happens, whatever happens at the hearing, make the bet right now. Live in your car for a week. Is that the bet?
Yeah, believe in your theory, Klein, that they're not going to get out.
That's what you're saying. You're saying they're not going to get out.
That's right.
So, if they don't get out...
But that's got to be.
And I will admit I've lost.
If they keep on pushing down this hearing and these guys keep doing beautification projects and painting prison walls and reading to kids and all that other crap they're doing.
Are you saying you don't believe in your bet?
I believe in my bet, but my bet was based on the fact they would still be locked up into the summer. So how long can we possibly go with this thing? Eventually they're going to get out.
The results of this parole hearing.
Oh, they're going to get out for old age eventually.
No, they're not going to get out for old age. The results of this parole hearing. We won't put a timestamp on it. We'll just say this parole hearing.
All right, fine.
Yes.
Live in a car for a week.
That's the bet. It's locked in.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.